Most people's roots are determined by family. At Current State's last pop-up stories gathering, one pair of storytellers explained how their roots were also determined by their work. Here are Paul Schmidt-Gall and his Lansing partner Nick Nuvo, recorded live at the Allen Marketplace in Lansing.
I'm originally from Peoria, Illinois. Live in Naples, Florida now, and just kind of up here in Lansing to, you know, kind of spread our business and put some local roots down. My story, basically, when I started out, kind of a rootless wonder, I came from a broken home, wasn't a great student, so I decided going to the military was a thing to do. I joined the military right out of high school. Next thing you know, they're like, where do you want to go? I'm like, I want to go back to Illinois. I want to be there by my family. They're like, great, you're going to Germany. And I'm like, well, that works out, doesn't it? So spent 2 years in Germany, did a bunch of work in Spain. That's kind of how I came about the business that I've got. And from there, I was getting ready to leave Germany, and they said, you know what? We're going to send you to Utah via Saudi Arabia. So I got deployed for the first Gulf War, just got popped around like every 6 months, and then 2 years, I was in southern Utah. I just had no place that was mine. So finally, I actually went to go work as a cook, a chef, whatever, to Johnson & Wales, worked at a bunch of restaurants, had my own, and then a gentleman came in, hired me, and I worked for his family for 8 years. That's how I got to Naples, Florida. And I actually felt like I had something, like I had a family, like I had a place. And it was such a great feeling that I never experienced. I was 30 years old, you know, and it was just something that I wanted for everybody. And then one day he kind of pulled me aside and he said, you know, if you ever want anything in life, he's like, you can work for everybody and it's great. But if you want anything, you got to grab it and you got to take it. So he's like, you need to start your own business. And I'm like, I don't want to start my own business. He's like, well, you're not going to have a job here. So you got 60 days to figure it out. Okay. Nothing like stress to, you know, kind of throw you into it. So I did. I started this catering company. I do paella. It's what I specialize in. I don't go into other avenues. I just do what I do. I do one thing, and I try to do it really well. But what happened was it became really successful in Naples, and then I found Naples was my home. It was a place that I could call my own, and it's still mine. I mean, it's on my shirts. It's everywhere. I love Naples. Even when it's 100 in the summer, it's my home. But what I want is I wanted to create something where people could do the same thing in different locations. So I decided to franchise my business, and it's been a tough couple, 3-4 years, but we got it done. And actually, Nick and Jim, another guy here from Lansing, bought one of my franchises. So I said, instead of you coming to me, why don't I have a great idea and come to you? Never been to Lansing, never been to Michigan. So, like, why not? So I hopped in the truck with the trailer and all their equipment, and I drove 28 hours to get here. Got here, have done some events. We got into the Allen Place market here, another home. You know, this is where we are. This is where we put our roots down. And this is their home now. But what I like about it is we're giving them an opportunity to change their own lives. They're going to be business owners. They're from this community. They can grow, they can be, and hopefully employ other people and change other people's lives. So that's what we want to try to do. Not only have we done that here, which is awesome, but we've done it in Fort Myers. We've done it in Memphis. I'm getting ready to go after I leave here. We're going to go do it in Connecticut. So with that, I'll let Nick have 60 seconds to talk.
There we go. I like that. Well, my story starts here. My roots are here. I was born and raised in the Lansing area. Both my parents were born and raised in the Lansing area. When I went to college, I actually got to get away from Lansing for a little bit for 4 years and moved up to Mount Pleasant. I lived in town, and then I wanted to live in a bigger city. So I kept wanting to move my roots, but something always pulled me back here to Lansing. I remember actually sitting at one of my buddy's house watching Tom Izzo talk about his speech that he's not going to leave Lansing. He's not going to leave East Lansing. He's here. And I started to get tears in my eyes, and I'm like, that was my calling. It's time for me to stay here. I met my beautiful fiance working in the restaurant industry. She's from the area. We've been together for 7.5 years. We have 2 kids. Some of our kids were born here, so these are our roots. So we knew that this is going to be the place that we're going to live for the rest of our lives. I ultimately wanted to own my own business, and got to meet Paul, and here we are today. So our roots are planted even more in here because this is where our business started. This is where my family grew up, and I'm going to be here forever. Lansing's my home, and my roots are here, and that's my story.
Nick Nuvo and Paul Schmidtgall there, recorded live at our last Current State Pop-Up Stories event. Our next gathering is this Thursday night. We're calling it The Call of the Wild. You can hear true first-person live stories about nature and wildlife and the outdoors beginning at 7 p.m. at Valley Court Park in East Lansing. Keep in mind, this will precede the showing of Where the Wild Things Are. This is part of the City of East Lansing's Moonlight Film Festival. The movie starts at 9:30. Our storytelling starts at 7 p.m. and runs until about 8:30. We ask that if you're also attending the movie, please bring your own chairs, because we got to take our chairs with us after we're done with the storytelling. Okay? So we appreciate that. Please join us if you can. More information on our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing. That's Thursday night, Valley Court Park, East L.A.